Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
We're switching gears a little bit. See, this past week, the Australian trans community and many allies watched in horror as Channel 7 dropped what I can only call a hit piece on their communities, misinforming the public about trans regret and detransitioning. The promo the network put out made it very clear what the angle of this piece was. Now, before the story aired, we heard from members of the trans communities on social media whose images were used without their permission in the network's promo, and we also saw transgender organisations sharing the real facts and data regarding this topic, because it's awful to constantly see misinformation and misrepresentation of our trans and gender diverse communities played out anywhere and in mainstream media with total disregard for truth and their lived experiences. Honestly, I'm going to stop talking now because I'm just going to get really angry. No one should hear me swearing this early on the radio, but Rach and I agreed that we couldn't just not say or do nothing when we have a platform like Joy Breakfast here on Joy, and when our trans and gender diverse communities, who are constantly under attack, are being treated in this way.
Last night, I had the opportunity to grab Them Fatale on Zoom very quickly to go through exactly what happened and what we can do about it, because they have posted some incredibly informative videos, one of what actually occurred and genuine facts, and then also how to report it properly. So here's how the conversation went down. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and on Wednesday night on social media, I stumbled across a few friends on Instagram cheering on others who had reported something to the Australian Communications and Media Authority. I'd clearly missed something big, so I was asked to be filled in on what I had missed. I was then promptly sent a series of videos from Them Fatale. Them Fatale is a gender-diverse artist and performer based here in Melbourne, and is here to break down for us exactly what happened and what we can do as a community to support our trans and gender diverse peeps. Them Fatale, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Wish it was under better circumstances.
Next time, absolutely. This is an open invite. Can you just quickly break down for us, though, what has happened?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Sunday night, Channel 7 had a program, 7 News Spotlight, and they ran a piece on youth transition and detransitioning. And unfortunately, that piece was just completely chock-a-block full of factual errors. It completely misrepresented the processes of transition, accessing transition as a minor, basically what those processes involved, how they happened. It made transition seem much more dangerous than any of the medical or scientific data that we have suggests that it is. It suggested that children are being brainwashed and pressured into transition and into being trans. They suggested that minors are transitioning and receiving surgeries behind their parents' back in secret. And they showed imagery, footage of numerous trans people without their consent, misrepresenting them as detransitioners or as people who regretted their transitions, and misrepresenting a lot of them as people who transitioned as minors. Now, a lot of the people who were shown transitioned as adults, have not regretted it, have only positive things to say about the medical treatment that they received, and were pretty horrified because they did not know that they were going to be used in this broadcast. So obviously we've got quite a drastic piece that aired that has drummed up this kind of moral panic and this outrage about transition, about trans people, and particularly about trans minors, with this real think of the children attitude, creating a scare that just doesn't exist. This is the thing that's hardest to respond to about the whole situation, is it's just farcical. None of it is based in fact.
Do you think that this is being used as like a scare tactic? There's been so much in the media about, you know, trans people threatening our sport, trans people threatening our bathrooms. Is this just the next step because they've failed up until this point to actually scare people enough?
Look, I do think that, yeah, think of the children as a really popular conservative rhetorical device, because if we think about what it kind of emotionally implies, we all care about children. We all want children to be safe. And so by implying that trans people are somehow a threat to children, it is quite often, unfortunately, an effective rhetorical measure to make trans people seem scary and make us seem like we are somehow putting children in danger. But the actual fact is, if they cared at all about the safety of children, they would want kids to get the requisite medical care that they need, you know? So we would be looking out for the health and well-being of children by ensuring their access to like appropriate and well-funded medical care. But, you know, that's not what they're asking for. So it kind of highlights that their argument isn't really at all what they're saying.
Not at all. So you made some great videos breaking it down, filled with facts and genuine information about young folk who are trans and gender diverse. Can you share some of these facts with us now?
Yeah, absolutely. So before I ran away and became a drag performer, I did actually work in neuroscience research. So while, you know, while I'm out here proclaiming bimbo rights for the late night and fabulous among us, this is a little bit of a bimbo laureate situation where we've had to dig out the old tools and dig up the data. So all of the data that we have suggests that transition-related healthcare is safe and should be better funded. It's the biggest risk around transition for young trans people is not having access to it. So what the program did is it suggested that transition has a really high rate of regret. Now, this is a common transphobic talking point. Transition-related healthcare actually has the lowest rate of regret out of any surgical procedure. And so the average rate of regret for sort of across all surgeries, if they're averaged out, so things from like knee reconstructions, cosmetic surgeries, is about 14.4%. The rate of regret for trans-related healthcare, particularly surgeries such as like top surgery, is 1%. Any other surgery having a regret rate of 1% would be considered a medical miracle. It's also worth noting here as well that having children has a regret rate of 8%. Marriage, first-time marriage, has a divorce rate of 30%. There are so many life-changing decisions that we all make that are extremely normalized that actually have relatively high rates of regret because we understand that making informed decisions and occasionally regretting them is part of being alive. It is a human experience. So having a regret rate of 1% is actually pretty amazing. It really affirms this idea that trans people and even, you know, trans kids, they know what they're doing. They are making these choices that are informed. We do have excellent healthcare when it is provided to ensure that people know what they're doing. They know the risk that they're taking on and they know the joy that they have about to have access to by accessing appropriate transition-related healthcare.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we're chatting with Them Fatale about the Channel 7 News Spotlight spreading misinformation about the trans communities, and we'll be right back after this.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean with Them Fatale, getting insight into the Channel 7 Spotlight on young people in the trans community regretting their transitions and being coerced into transitioning, with false information and using images of people who are not consenting to these being used.
So there's just so much within this that has falsified information. It has essentially projected a negative spin on the lives of transgender people again. So as a community, what can we do now? Now that this has already gone to air, like it's too late to stop it from going to air, but what can be done now?
So there's a few different things that we can do. So the wonderful Saint South, who's a Borloo based musician, has started a petition on change.org. That petition, you can sign it within about 48 hours. There's more than 33,000 signatures on it already. So we love to see that community response and that social pressure being applied of all of us standing up and saying that this kind of misinformation, this fear-mongering, this posing of trans people as a threat to be managed instead of humans who are deserving of dignity, that is something that we're not going to stand for. So definitely go and sign that, add to that social pressure. What you can also do is you can put in a complaint via Free TV. So complaints.freetv.com.au is part of the complaints process, because there's a very, very good case to be made that this program on Channel 7 has actually breached the Australian Television Communications Authority. Forgive me for the exact wording, but there is a code of conduct that Australian commercial television is supposed to be held to. And that code of conduct includes things like fairness, impartiality, content that's likely to distress, accuracy, and privacy. And so we have numerous points of the code of conduct that have been breached by this show. And so what you can do is you can put in a complaint, you can refer to the code of conduct that has been breached, and just say that this is not something that we are going to stand for, that we do deserve not only less transphobia, but just better journalism. Like, even if you know nothing about trans people, A of all, I would say, learn, arm yourself with the facts, because there is nothing to be afraid of. Humans deserving of respect, cannot stress that point enough. But even if this is an area that you are ignorant of, you don't think that you know any trans people in your life, surely we all deserve better media. We deserve to have so-called news programs that present a modicum of truth.
So incredibly important that we do have our voices heard at this time as well. If people aren't sure of what to say, where can we find more information about what occurred on the program, about the guidelines that they've broken? Where is that information being held at the moment?
Sure. So there's a few different places that you can go. So I've actually made a couple of videos about this on my Instagram and on my TikTok. So on Instagram, I'm at them, T-H-E-M-M-E underscore Fatale, F-A-T-A-L-E. On TikTok, it's The Real Them Fatale, same spelling, all one word. Was slow to TikTok, so someone took my username. So I think one of the best things that we can do is arm ourselves with the facts. And so what I've tried to do is go through piece by piece and unpack and fact check each of the points that was made on that program on Channel 7. And so things about puberty blockers, they implied just so many false things. We could go on for a very long time here stating the falsehoods that they went through. So I've gone through point by point and made a video there that you can have a look at if you'd like more sources. I've posted 60-something peer-reviewed, empirically supported papers in the comments. I'm currently organizing them into a Google Doc so you can click on them and actually read the journals themselves. If you would like to put in a complaint, as a neurodivergent baddie, I know that forms can be, you know, a pain in the butt. So I've actually gone through and made a little how-to video as well that'll talk you through step by step the processes of filling out that form and filing a complaint. If you follow the video, it takes less than 5 minutes to do. So it's really powerful action that you can take that really doesn't take that much effort on your behalf as well. And I'm sure that trans, queer communities, communities of people who like the truth will all really appreciate some action on that from you.
Yeah, and it's going to hold Channel 7 accountable for what they have done, which is like the most important thing in all of this.
Absolutely. So yeah, signing that petition provides some social pressure. Filling out that form at Free TV, that provides some industry pressure that's going to force Channel 7's hand to actually be accountable for spreading dangerous misinformation.
Well, praise the gay lords that the beautiful Amelia sent me your videos, because I was like, oh my gosh, what do I write? This is chaos. And graciously, you have allowed us to share the original videos on our page so that people can actually watch the whole thing there as well. And with a link with what to say and how to report it to Free TV and the Australian Television and Media Authority. Of course, please go over to Them Fatale's Instagram, everything, give them a like, because you are spreading all of the good news and information that we need in this insane time. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. And look, I was going to say, it's very easy when the facts are on our side.
Amen to that. Thank you so much. I know this was a little bit chaotic, but when things need to be said, they need to be said. So we really appreciate it.
Look, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the chance to get to talk about this and get some more accurate information out there for everybody. Lord knows we deserve it.
That was a great interview that Rach did with Femme Fatale yesterday. And Femme Fatale, like Rach did say, has been good enough to share the videos with us about all the facts and how to accurately report Channel 7 to Free TV Australia. Rach and I are going to be posting those to Joy Breakfast Instagram later today after the show. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.